Side. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
12:05 p.m. and it's a fine afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. Dear listeners, loving Sai Rams, greetings and welcome to today's Thursday Live. In the previous segment, you listened to Professor G. Venkatraman's musings talk on education and learning. I hope you all benefited from the talk, as Professor told towards the end. You can mail us your comments, suggestions and feedback on this talk. Or, as always, our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. Well, moving forward in today's Thursday Live, next is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. So as part of the segment Service Love in Action, today I'll be playing for you a conversation that I had recorded with the state president of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization for the North Indian state of Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Rajiv Chopra.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Sai Ram sir, and welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Sai Ram brother, and Sai Ram to all listeners of Radio Sai. I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our Lord and Master Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, and it's really a pleasure to be here at the studio today.
Yes, thank you sir. So, as I said, this is a segment Service Love in Action, and I want you to talk about the various service activities undertaken by Swami's devotees in Uttar Pradesh. And before we get into that, please tell a little bit about yourself, sir. When you came to Swami's fold and how you joined the organization, what inspired you to take up the service activities?
I came into Swami's fold in 1996, and it was just by chance. I met a very senior devotee, a lady who was staying in the same building as I was staying, and she told me about Swami. And then a few years later, I joined the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization in the year 2000. When I came to Prashanti Nilayam for Bhagwan's 75th birthday, I saw something unique which I had never seen before, the kind of love, the kind of devotion that was flowing in every heart that I came across. Well, when I went back, I joined the Seva activities there, and in 2001 I was appointed the youth coordinator of the Sathya Sai organization in Lucknow, where I belong. 2 years later I was appointed the district president for Lucknow. And in 2008, I was given the responsibility of the zonal coordinator for the Lucknow zone of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And I'm extremely fortunate that on 1st of December 2010, Bhagwan chose me as the state president for the states of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Soon after my appointment, I came to Prashanti Nilayam to seek Bhagwan's blessings. When I was sitting in Sai Kulwant Hall, and when Swami came in front of me, as I bent to take his Pad Namaskar, Swami kept his hand on my shoulder and smiled a smile which I can never forget. Without speaking a word, with his smile he assured me, "Do your duty, leave the rest to me." And till date, brother, I have just done that. In every step, he guides me, inspires me, and motivates me to play my small role in his divine mission, to spread his love to all his devotees and all those who have yet to experience his divinity.
Okay, sir. So 2010, you became the state president, right? So before you became the state president, can you throw some light on the different activities that you used to be involved?
Yes. As I said, I was earlier the youth coordinator. So we had a lot of youth all over Lucknow who were, as youth are today, they are involved in so many of their own compulsions, like their education, their career. So at that time, it was a challenge for me to get them involved in Sai activities, especially the Seva activities. So we had a lot of Seva activities, and in the year 2007, when we started on the SSVIP programs,
yes.
I'll talk about that later, we got a lot of people involved, and as district president, I had the opportunity to interact with all kinds of devotees from different spheres of life. And we took over several projects in Narayan Seva, in Village Seva, and also we had some very beautiful youth activities which we organized in the district of Lucknow. Mm. So it was really very inspiring. And what came across very clearly was that whenever we undertook any activity with a feeling of love and devotion to Swami, things just started happening.
Yes.
Things became beautiful. Things became inspiring. So it was a wonderful experience, really.
Okay, sir. Now please give an overview of the different statistics, like the different SSVIP villages in Uttar Pradesh and Samitis, Bhajan Mandalis, and also the number of Sevadals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, UP is a huge state. UP and Uttarakhand together, they account for almost 18% of the population of India.
Okay.
In these two states, together we have 85 districts. And in these 85 districts today, we have 174 Sai Samitis and 98 Bhajan Mandalis. Now, in these two states, we have approximately 3,500 Sevadal.
Hmm.
Approximately about 2,000 of them are gents and 1,500 would be ladies.
Okay.
Now, being largely a rural population, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand offers a tremendous amount of opportunity to Sevadal in our states to offer Gram Seva.
Mm.
And out of the 200 villages which our various samitis have adopted, about 45 of them come under the purview of the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, which is the SSVIP.
Yes, okay.
When I talk about the various projects which are going on, I would like to start with the SSVIP programs.
Yes.
And the first which comes to my mind is a wonderful SSVIP village which our devotees adopted. And this had happened, incidentally, during the time that I was the district president of Lucknow.
Hmm.
And I had the opportunity to be a very integral part of this program.
So this was before 2010, right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. This was before 2010. In 2007, we took this village under the SSVIP program. This village is a village called Tehitna, which is on the outskirts of Lucknow and on the banks of the river Gomti, which flows through Lucknow.
Hmm.
The only way to reach this village is by crossing the Gomti River on a makeshift kind of a boat.
Hmm.
So, as Swami had directed, we first carried out a survey of the village to find out exactly what the village required.
Yes.
And we found to our amazement that there were 108 households in that village,
okay,
which we thought was very auspicious.
Yes, divine numbers.
Yes. But when we got into how the villages were living, we were really shocked.
Mm.
That village had no electricity, no medical facility, no drainage system,
okay,
no toilets, and a defunct primary school.
Mm.
It offered a unique opportunity to our Seva Dal to offer our Seva under the SSSVIP program in that village. In the last 5 years, with Swami's blessings, this village is totally transformed.
Hmm.
It now has a permanent drainage system running throughout the village, private toilets, several smokeless chulas, including one in the primary school where the midday meal is served to the children of the school.
Hmm.
It has its own gaushala and 9 cows and even its own Sai Mandir.
Okay.
Hmm. I would like to tell you a small interesting story behind how this Mandir came up. Now, there is this simple, uneducated villager there in that village by the name of Ram Naresh.
Okay.
Now, Ram Naresh used to help the Sevadar initially in sensitizing the villagers to the importance of taking care of health and hygiene. When the drainage system was made, he was the person who would come forward to help clean the drains so that everybody would get used to the idea of keeping the village clean.
Hmm.
So one of the Sundays when our Sevadal reached the Tehetna village, Ram Naresh came to them and very hesitatingly told them that I have to tell you something. So we said, yes, please do. He said, you know, Swami came in my dreams. And he said, build a temple in this village. And he said that I don't know what he meant by that or where it would come up, but if you permit, I can offer a part of my field, which is very close to my house, to make a temple there. We were absolutely delighted. And when we saw the sincerity and devotion in his mind, we decided that we must do it on top priority. So very soon, our Sevadal got together, and in about a month or so, a very beautiful Sai Mandir came up in the village. Now in that temple, today we have bhajans going on every day, and aarti of Bhagwan is also performed every evening. Also in that school, our medical camps and Bal Vikas classes, everything is running in that Mandir. Now it is really amazing how Swami has guided the villagers of that village to transform themselves. After a few days, the villagers decided that they will take out a Nagar Sankirtan. And they started doing that
every day.
And a couple of days later, Bhagwan again appeared in Ram Naresh's dream. He said, Ram Naresh, do not take the route that you are taking for this Nagar Sankirtan. And in fact, he even told him, guided him, what route he should take when they conducted the Nagar Sankirtan. So they followed Swami.
So Swami is guiding step by step.
Yeah. It is really wonderful. In fact, there have been many manifestations of Swami in that Mandir also. Now that whole village,
in the form of Vibhuti,
sometimes, and sometimes Ram Naresh says that he sees Swami sitting in the chair in that Mandir. So it is really, and because of his devotion, the entire village has got transformed into a Sai village. There are lots of activities going on there. And some years back, during the auspicious period of Navratra, the villagers organized a Havan. And on the last day, at the time of Purnahuti, these villagers, they took a pledge, a lot of them. They said that from this day, we will give up eating, chewing tobacco, which was predominant in that village. So into the Havan, they threw the packets of tobacco, cigarettes, and whatever bad habits they had. And from that day, nobody who gave up the bad habit has come back. He has totally been transformed, and he is now really a wonderful Sai devotee. In fact, every year since that time, when we come for our Prashanti Seva in June, a lot of these villagers come here and offer Seva in Prashanti Nilayam.
From that village.
From the same village. We also, like I said, we have regular Bal Vikas classes where the children of these villagers are taught human values, and our Bal Vikas gurus try and inculcate all the good values in them so that they grow up to become perfect human beings.
In fact, that's a nice thing. Like, they performed the Havan Yajnam and they threw the tobacco cigarettes into the Havan fire.
And it was all on their own.
In fact, that's the purpose for which we do the yajnam, like we should give up our bad qualities.
That's true. Mm. So, and again, we have some very nice vocational training programs which have been conducted in that village. They've got stitching classes for ladies.
Okay.
And then we had a lady who came down and taught the ladies how to make pickles and sharbat. And these ladies have now started making them and selling them also.
So they are self-sustained.
Yes, they are.
So you said, sir, there are many activities happening in the past 5 years. Like, how often these sevadas go there and conduct these activities?
They are going there every Sunday, brother. Uh-huh. And they have, although this village is pretty far off, like I said, from, I think, main Lucknow, it would be approximately about 30-35 kilometers.
Even the approach road is not proper. That's what you told us.
Yes.
So there's a river.
There's a river between the city and this village. And it's really amazing how one crosses it, because in that makeshift kind of a boat, you can't row that boat.
Mm.
They put a rope across the river, and one holds on to that rope and pulls himself across the boat. And it's really an amazing experience going there. And I'd now also like to tell you about one more SSVIP village which the devotees of Uttar Pradesh have adopted.
Yes.
This is in a village called Raj Nahiya in Hridaypur, which is about 12 kilometers from Varanasi.
Mm.
Now, here they are carrying out an allopathic medical camp, which has been organized since the last 1 year. Every month, approximately 100 villagers, both ladies and gents, are served in this medical camp.
Mm.
Now, over the years, many villagers have become devotees of Swami. They have obviously never seen Swami. They probably, some of them have not even seen a picture of Swami.
Okay.
But when our devotees, when our Seva Dal go and serve there with total humility, with total feeling of devotion, I think it is natural for human beings to be attracted to this kind of a feeling.
Yes, correct.
And seeing them, they have now started trying to know who has sent them.
Mm.
And when our Seva Dal tell them, we have come from Satya Sai Baba, they themselves have started wanting to know more about Baba.
They become curious to know.
Yes. And then when we told them small incidents of Swami's life and his mission, they have become so inspired. And some of them have even come for when we have the Parthi Yatra in September every year. So some of them were inspired to come to Prashanti Nilayam to see the ashram of the Lord who has sent these Seva Dals to them.
The goodness is always there in us. It's innate in us.
Innate.
What has to be done is just it has to be tapped.
Absolutely. Mm. And the moment we see it, we get instantaneously attracted.
Mm.
So this is one of the villages. Then there is another village called Hanuman Ganj, which is in the eastern UP district of Balia. Seva Dal again are conducting a medical camp there. So they have a unique way of starting this camp. Every time they go there, they conduct a Nagar Sankirtan where they sing bhajans and go through all the villages surrounding this village.
Oh.
So that is also an indication to all the villagers that the medical camp is now going to begin.
Yes.
So these people come there, and in hundreds, these villagers have been served by a Seva Dal. And after the medical camp, the Seva Dal, along with the recipients of the Seva, they perform bhajans and aarti. I have had the opportunity to interact with some of the Seva Dal who had gone for these SSVIP programs.
Mm.
And I'm amazed at the kind of experiences they sometimes tell me. And it is really a miracle of Swami how with very little resources they have been able to do so much in these SSVIP villages. It's really a wonderful experience.
Can you share some of those stories?
I'll tell you. See, one of the stories which happened was that when these Seva Dal went there, they found that when they first went to the village, these villagers looked at them with a lot of doubt.
Yeah, correct.
They, you know, they kind of huddled up and wondered why these Seva Dal had come there.
Mm.
You know, because they have had some very bad experiences. They probably thought either these people are from some political party or they are coming here to, you know, convert them into some new religion, or they are going to, you know, take over the land or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think what they felt was that after some time, the sincerity and devotion of our Seva Dal overtook all their doubts. Mm. And they started enjoying being part of the seva activities that they were doing. Mm. So very soon we found that the villagers themselves started coming forward. Mm. And they said, please tell us how we can help to make the seva more useful for you. So that was really nice because, see, basically the villagers are very simple-minded people. They are not like people in the city. Their faith can be easily got over.
They are satisfied with whatever little things they have.
So it's a, so that is why it, I think it is simpler for them to understand the simple concept of love. And they get very easily attracted towards love.
Yes.
They don't doubt so much.
In fact, these SSVIP activities, they got a ripple effect, like the sevadas go and do the activities, service activities, and the villagers, they come forward and they also join the seva organization, and thus the organization expands.
And in some of these SSVIP villages, we have even found bhajan mandalis.
Mm.
And now they have their own bhajan mandalis. They participate in the seva activities also.
Yes.
They, whenever we have Bhagwan's birthday program, they come to the cities and participate in those programs. And they are always curious to know what else is happening in the organization which they can participate. Mm. So it's really a wonderful experience.
Okay, now share some more activities with us.
Yeah, I'd like to share one more activity, which is the seva which is being done in leprosy homes.
Okay.
Now, there is a leprosy home in Sarnath near Varanasi. This activity was started last year. The Sai organization provides basic food in that leprosy home, things like dal, rice, potato, onions, cooking oil, sugar, tea, etc. And there are 20-odd inmates. And this, the entire food for the full month is provided by the Sai organization in Varanasi.
Okay.
They also provide them food, and in winter they provide them blankets.
Mm.
And once in a month, a very beautiful seva is provided where the entire youth of that samiti, they go to this leprosy home and they clean up the complete leprosy home with their own hands.
Mm.
And as you know, in a leprosy home, there is a lot of oozing of pus and things like that.
Mm.
So these boys and girls, the way they work, it is really purely out of love for Swami. Mm. And they do a beautiful job. And the good thing is that after the Sai organization took over this leprosy home, these inmates who were earlier begging on the streets, now since their fooding is taken care of, the cleanliness is taken care of, now they have stopped begging. So their whole life has been transformed.
So are there any relatives for these inmates, lepers?
There's no one who comes to that leprosy home.
Okay, so you said the organization provides wheat, dal, everything, but what about cooking?
No, they have, because it's run by the government.
Okay.
So they have a kitchen there, which is being provided. Now, another beautiful service which is happening in leprosy homes is in Allahabad. Now, on 1st of January 1996, the Shri Satya Sai Seva organization in Allahabad, they adopted this leprosy home in a place called Karela Bagh. At that time, many of the inmates, again, used to beg on the streets outside mandirs to get the food that they need.
Mm.
Now, when the Sai organization adopted the leprosy colony in this place, Karela Bagh, they assured the inmates that from that day onwards, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba will take care of all their needs.
Mm.
But only on one condition, that they will have to take a pledge in front of Swami's picture that from that day onwards, they will not beg on the streets.
Mm.
Now, with Swami's grace, that's exactly what's happened. From that day, there is not a single inmate of that leprosy home which goes out to beg. They have become self-reliant and lead a very normal life.
Mm.
The Sai organization has provided all the help to the inmates, including repairing of their houses, fencing, putting up a huge gate outside, and establishing a common kitchen, ceiling fans, and installation of even a bore well.
Oh, is it?
Not only to provide clean drinking water, but also to enable the inmates to do some kind of farming in which they grow food grains and vegetables for their own
consumption. They can sustain themselves.
Yes. Now, the organization also provides milk for the children of the inmates because these inmates are living with their families there.
Mm.
Then daily needs like clothes, blankets, pullovers and slippers, etc. are also provided by the sevadar.
Okay.
And whenever there are national and religious holidays and functions, our Sevadal goes to the leprosy colony, and there they celebrate these programs with them.
Okay.
They have bhajans, and the aarti is done by the inmates themselves.
Okay.
In fact, our revered All India President, Srinivasanji, also visited this leprosy home in 2001 when he went to Allahabad. In fact, there is an interesting story which I'd like to share with you regarding this leprosy home.
Please do.
Now, as part of the rehabilitation program, the Sai organization had arranged that they would get a pension for the inmates through the government for their sustenance. Now, what happened that after all this process was done, the checks were issued in the name of the inmates. Now, there was a dilemma. None of the inmates had a bank account.
Okay, yes.
And they could not open a bank account because, like you know, when you have leprosy, the fingers are not there. So they could not write. And also they had no thumbs, so they could not put a thumb impression. So we did a lot of legal consultation, and we were very happy to note that in the banking procedure, there is a provision that you can put the side of your palm can be put on a paper as a form of identification. So we used that, and we convinced the bank, which was close to the leprosy home. They opened the account with all the inmates putting the stamp on the side of their palm.
Okay.
And now regularly the checks are coming, and these inmates are withdrawing that money by this process.
Okay.
So it was really nice to see how that happened. Then there is also destitute home in Meerut, which is in Western UP, where there are HIV positive children which are being taken care of by the organization. Bhagwan has inspired the Sevadal there that they go there regularly, and these HIV positive children are very small children from the age of 3.5 years to 11 years.
Okay.
And most of them are in a very late stage of the disease. So sometimes they are very troubled. They have convulsions. They have frothing from their mouth and all kinds of things happening. But our Sevadal is there always to comfort them. And what is beautiful there is that they had given some CDs of Bhagwan's bhajans. And just by listening to those CDs, these children have started singing these bhajans so beautifully that sometimes when the bhajans are organized in this home, it is really touching that without any training, these children, just out of their love for Swami, they have learned these bhajans, and they sing them so beautifully that it really touches the heart.
So when you are telling about children, that too of the age group from 3 to 11,
yes,
what comes to my mind is about their education.
See, like I said, brother, they have, because of the problem that they are going through, they can't go through a regular education program.
HIV positive.
Yes, and they have these convulsions, these attacks which come quite frequently. Sometimes, in fact, they have to be transported to Delhi and Bombay for emergency treatment also.
Okay.
So there are some volunteers who are coming there to give them primary education. Within the home, so that they get some basic education. Then there is also some hospital seva which is happening in our state. I'd like to mention a few of them. There is one in Aligarh. There is this hospital called Malkhan Singh Hospital. Now, the Sevadal of the Sai organization have been visiting this hospital since the last 38 years.
Oh, 38 years.
Yes.
Okay.
And every Sunday they go there to serve not only the patients, but even the attendants of the patients. So they identify some 50-60 attendants who are coming there, because sometimes these attendants are coming with patients who are from outside the city, from small villages around the city. So they are giving them food, they are giving them whatever little things that they require to sustain themselves while they are there with the patient.
It's a government hospital.
It's a government hospital.
So the food, everything is taken of the patients,
for the
the government. Okay.
So they give things like puri, vegetables, biscuits, and on occasions like Ishwaramma Day and Bhagwan's birthday, the Sevadal goes and distributes fruits to all the patients and the attendants in the entire hospital.
So how often they do, sir? Is it a daily basis?
No, this is, they are going every Sunday.
Okay.
It is not obviously possible to provide food for the full week, but they give them food which takes care of them for a couple of days.
Okay.
Also in Aligarh, there is an allopathic medical camp which is being organized, and this has been going on for the last 7 years. So every Thursday we have a Sai Ashram there where this allopathic camp is organized, and after the bhajans every Thursday there is a medical camp organized by one of the devotees who himself is a doctor. And on Thursdays and Fridays there is a pediatric camp. And Mondays and Wednesdays, there is an orthopedic camp, which is organized in the ashram, where also physiotherapy and other help is given to the patient. Also, every day in the morning, we have a lady devotee who conducts yoga classes. So, people from various beliefs, various religions, they come there for the yoga classes. And after having been inspired by the love and devotion with which these classes are conducted, some of them have become devotees of Swami and have even come and started doing seva during Prashanti Seva when we come here for June.
Sai Ram, you just heard an episode of our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought you the first part of a two-part conversation with Mr. Rajiv Chopra, the state president of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization of the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. In this conversation, he shared with us the different service activities undertaken by Sai devotees in Uttar Pradesh. This was first featured as part of our Thursday live broadcast on 6th June 2013. Every Thursday at 11 a.m. on Issue Stream, you can listen to a new Seva story. This segment is hosted by Raghu and it's called Service Love in Action. And if you're listening to us via other streams, you can download these programs from our website radiosai.org. And please do send in your feedback and comments as always to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.
To Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight.